Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great show. Now, last week, I told you that today we were going to be visiting Children's Dental, Nationwide Children's Hospital Dental Clinic, Outpatient Dental Clinic, because I took a tour. And the tour was given by Dr. Casamassimo. So we have all this interview audio that I wanted to bring to you. And then late in the week, we discovered that Keith Carlos, the first male model, the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, was coming back to town for me to do some dental work on him. So I said, okay, well, we'll do a show with Keith Carlos. We'll find out what he's up to, which means he's been in a couple movies. I guess they just wrapped up filming. So you probably wouldn't not have had a chance to see those movies yet, but we were going to find out about it. And then when I got up this morning, there was a text saying that because of the holiday traffic, all of the people at the airport, I guess Keith stood in the security line for over 2 hours and didn't get through it in time and missed his flight. So then I said, okay, let's do a different show altogether, Dental News Bites. We're going to be talking about all of the different things that are in the news lately when it comes to dentistry. And so we'll be getting to that in just a moment. But before we do, I always mention that if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And also, if you go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be great. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And then finally, for the people that watch the video stream, or if you watch podcasts, and by the way, you can do that at thereasonswesmile.com or ustreamtv.com. Today's show will not have the beginning of the show on the video stream, so I apologize for that. You just have to listen to today's show. We'll get the video up later. It might have the first part of the show might have to be some still shots of me, and then we'll get into the video portion a few minutes in, because we've had some computer things. So it's almost like this show was the show that wasn't supposed to happen. Anyway, all right. Oh, and by the way, tonight, December 20th, is the Christmas tree lighting at the Whetstone Park of Roses. Whetstone Park, go into the back. It's 6 o'clock this evening. I want to invite everyone to come. This is something that I do with my Rotary Club, and it's a tradition. This will be our 6th time doing it. You come. It's free. Free coffee, free hot chocolate, free cookies. There is caroling. We have a choir from Watterson High School. We have... We have some dignitaries that are going to be there, and basically we have decorations. The kids can decorate ornaments, and Santa Claus will be there, one of his last stops before Christmas. And so if you can come tonight, it would be wonderful. I'll be there. You can say hi. 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock this evening at Whetstone Park, back by the shelter house. All right? Okay, so try to join us there. That would be great. And then mentioning Rotary, let me just mention that one of the things that we do in Rotary is, well, we have to raise money to do what we do. So we have come up with this really cool idea. It's called Winworth Rotary Calendar. And every page tells you a little bit more about Rotary. But the most important thing is you'd be helping us do the nice work that we do. And you might wonder why would... Okay, so these calendars, you pay $20 for a calendar. So why would you buy a calendar when everybody's throwing free ones at you, right? Well, the reason you would do that is because you would help Rotary, but mostly you would have 366 chances to win your money back, and maybe even more, because the reason it's called Win with Rotary is because it's kind of tied to the Ohio Lottery Pick 3 drawing that's every night of the year. And by the way, next year there are 366 days. So your calendar is numbered, 1 through 999. And then every day when they do the pick three, whatever that three-digit number is, if it matches the one on your calendar, you'll get a check a week later. You don't even have to pay attention. You don't have to know. You'll just a check will show up, okay? So if you want to buy one of those calendars, and time's running out, actually, call my office at 262-9588 and tell my staff you want to buy them. You can also buy them online at ClintonvilleRotary.org, I believe. Okay? Okay, so that would be cool. And then again, come on out tonight and say hello. I'll be there. I don't know that you'll be able to recognize me necessarily, but if you could go online and check out my picture, then you know who I am. All right, so let's talk about some of the things that have been in the news recently as it pertains to dentistry. And this wasn't an interesting one. It was a, and by the way, these all come from the ADA. They have a bulletin called Morning Huddle, and it's really nice of them to do. It keeps all of us dentists informed. And to be honest, I used to have to do all this background research myself, finding all these different sources, and now they do. The only bad thing is I won't necessarily be able to cite the source that they used, but I can cite the source, that them as a source, okay? So here's the question. The first one is it better to replace or repair defective restorations? This is something that I face on a regular basis, but I hadn't really thought about it as an overall question or a concept. Here's the thing, you know, when we used to do a lot of silver fillings, in fact, obviously there was a time when it was nothing but silver fillings, amalgams, we were taught to do what is called extension for prevention. So if you had a cavity on one spot of a lower molar, for example, you would extend the size of the filling to take out all of those little deep grooves and valleys, you know, the ones where the cavities can get started. And that way, you would eliminate the chance that there'd be another cavity next to this new filling you just placed. Okay, but then, over time, as you know, most of the restorations we now do are tooth-colored. In fact, there's this whole movement called MID, which stands for Minimally Invasive Dentistry. And that is a group of folks who feel that you should take absolutely the least amount of healthy tooth away to make sure that you preserve as much as you can so that you give the person a better chance, all right? So in the case of that same molar, where there's a cavity in only one spot, we would just drill right that little spot, try to make sure we get all the caramelized, brownish, you know, dark, soft dentin out of there. Have to make sure you get into the healthy so you can't stop while it's still brown or soft, because that's defeating the purpose, but getting into the healthy just as little bit as possible and then just filling that dot. So think of it as just a little dot, okay, and leaving all of the other grooves and hills and valleys alone. Okay, so, and sometimes those fillings, they are a little bit bigger than a dot. They are maybe half the size of the biting surface of the tooth. Maybe they're a fourth. Or maybe they encompass almost the entire biting surface. Okay? So then the question comes up. Let's say it's 5, 6, 10, 11, 12 years later, and I see a patient who had one of those fillings, and now they have a cavity near it or next to it or right at the edge. So, what do I do? Should I take the entire filling out, the original one, and do a brand new one, a whole brand new one, a bigger one? Or should I just pretend that filling's not even there and just go ahead and remove the decay right around wherever I find the decay? Maybe it's up against the filling, a little bit out from it, and just fill that spot. Okay, now from a dentist standpoint, I can tell you from my standpoint, there are times when I look at that and I go, well, I'm not really serving the patient well because I told them they're getting a new filling, and they are in a way, but I'm putting it next to this old one or even attached to this old one. And then there are other times, and then the other thought process is I'm doing them a favor because I'm saving as much natural tooth as possible. So here's what I have come up with. Here's what I would recommend. So if you are asked by your dentist if you want your filling repaired or replaced, or maybe you might ask your dentist, hey, are you going to replace the whole filling or are you going to repair it? The things you might want to think about are, how old is the original one? How long has it been there? Because I'll tell you what, even though a filling looks fine, looks like it's sealed and everything, when we take these old ones out, if they've been there for 10, 12, 15 years, you know, or more, we almost always find decay. Almost always. I can't give you a percent. If I did, I'd be making it up. So here, I'll make one up. Let's say 90% of the time, at least, you're going to find secondary decay, new decay that I didn't even know about. Didn't show up on the x-ray. I had no clue it would be there. So with that in mind, I'm kind of using this, well, this edict that if it's at least 10 years, if it's about 10 years old or so, and I also look in the mouth. I look and see how many cavities or fillings does this person have? What's their decay rate? What's the likeliness that they're going to have new decay around this filling, which looks fine? And I'll, but more than likely, if it's at least 10 years old, I'm going to take the entire filling out and put a new one in instead of repairing it. And in that instance, I think the chances of maybe taking away a little bit of good tooth structure to do this is balanced against the possibility of leaving decay, which I think would be worse. Okay? So that's just a concept that maybe you hadn't thought about, but something that you actually have a little bit of power to do and control. Now, you know what? The next thing we want to talk about is there was an article. There was a study done in Australia. It was in Science in the News, and it was the headline was "Swan Song for Dental Fillings." If it sounds too good to be true. I think what we're going to do is we're going to talk about that one when we come back from the break, you know? Oh, by the way, here, I'm sorry. We always do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we're going to do it soon. But before we do, I'd just like people to know, you might want to remember that today's show was supposed to be with Keith Carlos in the studio, the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, and he isn't here. He missed his flight. All right, so before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, we'd like you to just listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along. And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, today I was supposed to have a guest in the studio. Was it A, Keith Carlos, B, Clark Kellogg, or C, Santa Claus? All right. Who was supposed to be in the studio with me today? Was it A, I said Keith Carlos? Was it B, Clark Kellogg, and C, Santa Claus? All right. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
That's a happy song, isn't it? That's why I picked it. It has nothing to do with dentistry, but it is the call, The Reasons We Smile, and that makes me smile. How about you? All right, so we are doing Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Melissa, Kelly, Sarah, Tiffany, and over the break, we threw a dice, and we picked number four, which is Tiffany. Tiffany, are you there?
Yes.
Good, good. So do you have an answer to Dr. Kavicko's question of the day?
A.
A? Keith Carlos. That's right. Would have been nice if Santa could have come.
It would have.
But I think he's kind of busy. So, stay on the line. What do you do for a living? I always ask, Tiffany.
I am in school for cosmetology.
Oh, good for you. So you're going to make people smile, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll have to have you on the show as a guest, as somebody that makes people smile. Hey, you stay on the line because we want to get those flowers to you from Vi Stember, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. And Kelly, Melissa, Sarah, you guys call back next week too, okay? I'll be here live in the studio, even though it's right after Christmas. Okay, so now let's get back to what we were talking about, which was the story. And this was based on a clinical trial of the caries management system in Australia. And obviously it's been getting a lot of media attention because of the catchy title that says, "Goodbye to Fillings," with a question mark. It says no drill techniques can treat tooth decay just as well, according to the study. So here's the thing, though, the spoiler alert. It's called a caries management system. It's only no drill for management of early cavities, which means the kind that you they're not even through the enamel yet. So, you know, we've had for years these products. We have, it's kind of like, we have laser for one. The other we have is almost like a little sandblasting device that we can get the decay off of a tooth if it's on the outer layers, you know. And then there was this liquid called Caridex, which we could put on. It would dissolve the decay, and then you would just scrape it away, and you'd be able to place a filling without having to drill. But the answer is there's no such thing as we're never going to be able to, well, let's just say we shouldn't say never, but I can't imagine in my lifetime that we are going to ever be able to put the drills away completely. There are a lot of devices out there that are trying, and I think that's awesome. And maybe someday, just like on, you know, Star Trek, the old Star Trek, how they had that little thing that the doctor, what, McCoy was it, had the thing, and he would just run it over a person and they'd be healed. By the way, did you notice nobody ever had a cavity or a toothache on all of the Star Trek episodes? They had other illnesses, but and maybe it's because they couldn't figure out how to make that little device cure cavities or cure abscesses. And something else we've mentioned before, but maybe you hadn't thought of, and that is cavities, dental disease, that would be gum disease and tooth decay, do not heal themselves. Do not heal themselves. It's impossible. Think about it. You can cut your arm accidentally with a knife or something, and it hurts, but it bleeds. And even if you don't go to the doctor or don't go to the emergency room, if you do nothing, even if you don't put a Band-Aid on it, it will heal. Now, it heals more quickly with a Band-Aid if you keep it clean and all that and keep the two edges approximated, but it will heal even if you do nothing. In your mouth, nothing heals itself. And by the way, you probably don't even know you have things going on in there because you're probably thinking that because nothing hurts, then there's nothing wrong. And that is a big, big misnomer, very big misnomer. So don't fall into that trap, okay? All right. So the next little news item that I want to cover, which again is from the ADA Morning Huddle. I appreciate them putting all this information into one spot so I can grab it. But anyway, what they're talking about is most dental patients believe dental care is absolutely necessary, but it takes people an average of 69.8 days to decide whether to purchase treatment. And this is according to market research conducted by market research firm Rothstein, Taub, and Tauber on behalf of Care Credit. Now, you may know Care Credit is a patient financing company. So people cite cost, time, insurance benefits, and perceived need influence, and all of these things influence the length and complexity of their decision-making process. So you know, that's a long time. That's like 2.5 months. Think about that. Did we think 2.5 months about going? I mean, if I had an abscessed toe, if my big toe was swollen up to be twice its size, would I wait 69.8 days? Probably not. And if I had an abscessed tooth and I'm an average American, apparently I will. So it's, to me, it's really an interesting dynamic. I don't really understand exactly what the concerns are. Now, I do know that a lot of people have concerns about cost. That's natural because dental insurance is absolutely terrible when it comes to paying for things, especially when you compare it to medical insurance. I also know that that people are concerned about, you know, is it going to hurt? And I understand that. I didn't, but I do. I used to think that that was all those stories would disappear as my colleagues graduated with me, would be doing a better job of taking care of people and not hurting them than our predecessors. But I'm finding out that must be a lot of my colleagues and the people that followed me are still doing it the old way because people are still saying that they were hurt. As you know, I do everything I can possibly do to not hurt people. If that means taking twice as long, giving somebody numbing them 3 or 4 times, using laughing gas, oral sedations, which would be tablets to swallow, or IV sedation. But most dentists don't have that certification and cannot do that, so I understand. So people are worried, is this going to hurt more than what it's hurting now? I get that. So they're worried about the cost, and they're worried about pain. It's going to hurt worse when I get to the dentist than me staying home. And then I guess the time is time away from work. I did have somebody talk to me just earlier this week about she wanted to know why I wasn't open on Saturdays in the evenings, because then she wouldn't need to miss work. And my answer to her was that I used to be open Saturdays and evenings, and people used to tell me all the time that they could only come in an evening or a Saturday. Well, a couple of things happened. A couple of things happened about that and my thought process about it. So what I'm thinking about, you know what? I just realized we need to go to another break. But when we come back, I'm going to describe why I don't think dental offices should be open evenings and Saturdays. All right? We'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, face.
Okay, we're back. This is The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. So if you're just joining us, there you go. And we are talking about why dental offices, in my opinion, should not be open in evenings and on Saturdays and Sundays. Okay. So I was talking to the patient, and she said, you know, hey, if you were open in the evening or on a Saturday, I wouldn't have to take off work. Well, here's what happened when I used to do that. I found myself losing good staff members because they knew that they could go to another office and get a job and work maybe 8 to 4 Monday through Thursday. So for one, I kept losing out on good patients or good staff. The next thing that happened was, and I thought, you know what? I wanna do the right thing. I wanna provide care for people, and I know that they work, and I know that life is hectic and all that. So I'm gonna be open in the evening and on weekends. Well, I had several people tell me that that was the only time they could come, which is why I did it. And so but there was a day, and as you can imagine, I'm working during the day, which means that I didn't have the time to go and do a lot of the things that parents do. In this case, it was an orthodontic appointment for my daughter. And it just so happened, and she was going to an orthodontist down the street from my office, it just so happened that I had a cancellation or something or an opening at the time that my wife was going to have my daughter at the orthodontist down the street, okay? So I said, hey, I'm going to come down and join you. So when I got there, I found that there were four patients, four kids in the back there where they had the dental chairs, the ortho chairs, and all three of the other patients happened to be patients of mine that I had referred to this orthodontist, all of which had told my staff and me they could only come to me if it were a Saturday or an evening. And yet they're there at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. It's like, whoa, this isn't right. But here's the other thing. If you only will make time to go to the dentist in the evening or a Saturday, what does that tell me? It tells me you're not making your mouth a priority, that it's never going to be important enough to you to really do what you need to do. It's just you're not making a priority. So once somebody realizes how important their dental care is, their dental health, then I think we're all better off. You're better off. I'm better off. I can have a great staff. They can enjoy their lives as well. And you know what? Our system is set up so that people can get off work, can take time if they need to. And so that's my answer. Now, I hope you understand, because I know there are lots of people probably right now, you're all listening going, yeah, but I don't want to take off work. I'd rather, you know, whatever. But the point is this is very important. And if you right now start to double over in pain and you're on your way to work, you're not going to work, are you? You might go to the emergency room. You might go back home and try to recover. But when life happens, we find a way to make it work, okay? So, all right, now let's go back to, there's this really cool, and let me see how I'm doing on time. I think I just have time for 2 minutes. 2 minutes for one more quick story. Okay, so there was a story. It was a lighthearted study that was done in England, and it was in the British Medical Journal, and supposedly disproves the stereotype that Americans have better teeth than the English. In the study entitled "Austin Powers Bites Back," researchers found that the oral health care of the British was in some cases actually better than their U.S. counterparts. Now, I've been to England. I don't believe it. But here's what they came up with. They found that when it came to missing teeth, on average, out of the thousands of men and women aged 25 and over who were surveyed, U.S. citizens had slightly more missing teeth than English people. 7.31 compared to 6.97. So we Americans had 7.31 average missing teeth, and the British only had 6.97. So anyway, yeah, it looks like, I still don't believe it. I still think we have better teeth. All right, I have 10 seconds left, and I don't want to go over. So, hey, thank you so much for joining me. Next week, we are going to do the tour of the Children's Hospital Dental Clinic, Nationwide Children's Hospital. We'll make sure we do that one way or another. And lastly, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. Don't forget to call my office and order your 2016 Win with Rotary calendar. That's 262-9588. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.